guarded U.S. embassy in Indonesia's capital today. They were there to demand an end to Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip, waving Indonesian and Palestinian flags and signs that read Free Palestine. Demonstrators gathered along a major street in Jakarta that runs outside the embassy. Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim majority nation, does not have formal diplomatic relations with Israel, and there is no Israeli embassy in the country. In Iran, meanwhile, dozens of Iranians, including women and children, rallied in Tehran today, burning an American flag to demonstrate their support for Palestinians as Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers continued to trade attacks. Protesters gathered in Tehran's Palestine Square, waving the flags of Palestine, Iran, and Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group. Israel launched more airstrikes on Tuesday on the Gaza Strip, while Palestinian militants fired rockets into Israel, killing two Thai workers in a packaging plant and wounding another seven people in a continuing wave of violence that has stretched on for more than a week. An Israeli attack leveled a six-story building that housed bookstores and educational centers used by the Islamic University and other colleges, leaving behind a massive mound of concrete slabs. Israel warned them ahead of time of its impending attack, forcing them to flee into the pre-dawn darkness. The Biden administration today detailed how it wants to fund efforts to counter a wave of massive hacks in the wake of this month's Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack. In a statement today, the White House detailed the cyber element of Joe Biden's already proposed American jobs plan. This is VOA News. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said yesterday the world has reached a situation of vaccine apartheid and was no longer just at risk of that status. Earlier, he called a COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers to make shots available to the COVAX vaccine sharing facility sooner than planned due to a supply shortfall left by Indian export disruptions.
While we appreciate the work of AstraZeneca, who have been steadily increasing the speed and volume of their deliveries, we need other manufacturers to follow suit.
COVAX, which supplies doses to poorer countries, relies heavily on India's Serum Institute's exports of the AstraZeneca jab. Many of these are instead being used by the country as it battles a massive second wave of infections. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that the U.S. will share an additional 20 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines with the world in the upcoming 6 weeks as domestic demand for shots drops and global disparities in distribution have grown more evident. The doses will come from existing production of Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson, marking the first time that U.S.-controlled doses of vaccines authorized for use in the country will be shared overseas. Now, that 20 million additional will boost the global vaccine sharing commitment of the U.S. to 80 million. China has renewed diplomatic efforts to help facilitate a negotiated end to the conflict in Afghanistan, saying it is ready to hold peace negotiations between warring Afghans. Foreign Minister Wang Yi discussed peace prospects in phone conversations with his Afghan counterpart, Mohammad Hanif Atmar, and National Security Advisor Hamdullah Mohib, said both officials in both countries. Beijing is increasingly worried the withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops from Afghanistan will descend the turmoil-hit neighbor into chaos and a sanctuary for Islamist militants. Hong Kong's incoming Roman Catholic bishop appealed for tolerance today to unify a Catholic community split by anti-government protests. He also vowed to honor the victims of China's 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Beijing's Tiananmen Square, who continued to protest despite the political risks. In his first public remarks since his May 17th appointment, Stephen Chow urged Catholics to respect various viewpoints as part of an effort to mend a diocese that has been divided since anti-government protests began in Hong Kong in 2019. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.
And more. VOA 1.